Blog Talk Radio.
Back on live, I know the vibes already, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy 3 and Watch, man. Watch, what's good, my nigga?
What's good, my brother?
I don't know, King. I feel like this happened to us during Prodigy time, you know what I'm saying? But I guess the difference with Prodigy and DMX, right, is, like I said on my blog earlier, you called me, I remember last night, about 11 o'clock, and you was like, yo, 3, jump on social media right quick. And I jump on it. I'm like, yo, thugs, I'm seeing mad RIP DMX just flooded the timeline. But the ill shit with me and you was talking while I'm watching it, that me and you said on the phone with each other, dog, where's the confirmation at, though? We looking for credible sources to tell us, yo, you know what I mean? If that's really valid, TMZ or Swizz or something to that effect. And I remember saying to you last night, watch, damn, dog, 55 minutes ago, I guess, in our conversation, Swizz has turned his addy into DMX King. But, I mean, listen, man, how you feel, brother? Tell me what's going through your brain, man.
No, like you said, when Swizz Beatz turned his addy to DMX, then all of a sudden you start seeing RIP DMX stuff, and everybody was saying it. But, like you, I was looking for a credible source, and then not finding a credible source. Steve Rifkin did a live video, Steve Rifkin from Loud Records back in the days. He told everybody DMX is not dead, and can we just respect his family's wishes? Can we give them a day of peace? So basically that was him saying that clearly something was up and the family just needed time to make whatever decisions they were going to make. But it was just a very weird time because everyone is trying to say RIP DMX without it being official, even though for a full week they said he's not getting better. He had no brain activity. So every day, it was the same report, not getting better, no brain activity. So I was in my mind saying, man, it just feels like it's only a matter of time. It was like it was a drawn out situation. And then finally this morning, you know, it was the family put out a statement. And once that happened, that's when people started basically celebrating him.
Stay right there, because I like when you said right there, the family, right? I could imagine, you work in a hospital, I could imagine the what's going through the family's mind to tell a doctor to, in a better term of words, to pull the plug watch respectfully, you know what I mean? Like, okay, we'll come to grips that this is it. That's got to be a tough decision to tell the doctors, okay, y'all tried everything you can to save him, to revive him. We're going on almost a week now. His brother's not. Organs, all kind of stuff going on. Why? It's like you just said, his brain problem. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and what's ill, and when I use the word ill in the most respectful way, not saying we do a show for doing RIP shows, right? But the more, you know, when P passed away, when all Pop Smoke, Fred the Godson Watch, we don't adore Kobe Bryant, brother, like, you know what I'm saying? It makes what you do for me even more special in the sense of, you know, we giving niggas their flowers, and I'm seeing that. And pardon yourself for 1 second, Watch. But when I see Game, man, JC on, whatever the fuck you call yourself, man, Game, I rock with you, my nigga, hard body. And I only want to go at you, brother, on the time with DMX celebration me and Watch trying to do here. But shame on you, my nigga, for putting out a tweet out there talking about, yo, y'all fans only want to show, it takes like, I'm paraphrasing now, when somebody passes away, a rapper passes away, then y'all want to show love. my nigga, what the fuck are you talking about right now? And I'm not saying you all the way wrong, but in a person like DMX, that shit ain't gonna fly. We've said numerous times when me and Watson conversated, that nigga is, when 50 and DMX, not even Jay Nas, 50 and DMX for me, for New York City rappers, they get the universal love. I saw Av on Instagram tonight, Watts, and you know the bad rapper Av. He's from Virginia. You know what Av was saying on his Instagram tonight, Watts? Yo, New York, y'all got to understand, we love him too. I see a lot of that shit going on social media. You know, when niggas try to pit the East Coast against the West Coast and the South and all this bullshit, niggas love DMX, gang. What the fuck are you talking about, nigga? You sound crazy. He's universally, who the fuck don't love DMX? We know why the demons. My bad, Watts. Yeah, my bad.
No, no, there was a, you know, there was a, there was a tweet that went out where there was like every car in Bed-Stuy is blasting DMX. And no lie, me and my homie was walking down the block, and DMX was being blasted out of the cars.
So say right there, then, what's going through your brain when you hear that, as you hear that?
No, that just how loved he was. What I wanted to say was that then I was by a bodega, and, you know, you have, you know, old head people on the corner. I mean, the old heads is on the corner because all the radio stations are playing his music. So you just, DMX is everywhere being played. So then another person said, yo, it's like that out here in Harlem. Then another person tweeted out, oh, yeah, you know that's what we're doing in Yonkers. So, I mean, the man got his flowers beat alive. You remember? You remember when we was doing the verses, I was saying, how is DMX going to survive Snoop's first two classic albums? And a lot of people thought he survived it. See, that's the thing people didn't realize. DMX's run was so impactful that to a person in their 30s, that's it. If they think about when they were in high school, the DMX was the soundtrack to their teenage years.
That's so what Jay Black said. That's what Jay Black said on his caffeine. He was like, yo, when I was in sixth grade, DMX was, think about that. We're old niggas. Jay Black said when I was in sixth grade,
wow,
DMX was everything.
I feel old. I feel real old. Like, sixth grade?
Yeah. Oh, man, I needed that laugh, my nigga. I ain't going to hold you, man. It's been a weird... Hasn't it feel weird, Watts? I don't know how you feel. Hasn't it been weird to you? Like, this one feels weird. And we knew this, what was happening.
Yeah. And weird thing about it is he was so active recently in recent years, especially the last year or two. You saw him out a lot. You saw videos of him meeting people. You saw him just on the street doing this interview with Fat Man Scoop. You see him do the verses. You see him in the Locks, on the Locks album. You see him on – so he was just very active. So he was – and by the way, if you're watching that, every single person who interacted with him was giving him his flowers.
Facts.
Game, this man, I mean, there's no way he could not know how people talk about him. Everywhere he went.
Every rapper that runs into DMX, I'm pretty sure they salute him. They pound him up. OG, I love you. I'm pretty sure he gets that through his whole fucking career.
Dogs. Basically, that's all he got for the last 10 years. Like, everywhere he went. Because remember, one was so impactful. Like, you know what, three? We have an appreciation for him, right? And we also did the DMX versus Snoop breakdown. I've had Snoop
engineers. And it's dark as hell as hot.
Right. And I had Snoop edging the battle because of Snoop's classics. But a lot of people had DMX winning that. And they had it, like, clear. I mean, his impact was that. I mean, he's one of those rappers, like you said, man. There were shifts in hip-hop where one rapper came out and captured everybody at the same time. DMX you know, Doggy Style, DMX, Give It to That Trying. I mean, those were three powerful moments, eras in hip hop history that nothing can change. You know what was going on.
This one hurts, man. I ain't gonna hold you, brother. This one, boy. And I keep saying this. We kind of knew this was gonna happen, though. Like we knew this is like, but yeah, we knew when it finally happens. That's when it really hits home. And I don't even know if it really fully hit home just as yet, you know, because you're listening to the music and it's like, I know the music, it talks to your soul now more than ever. I don't know how you felt when Big passed away. Did you listen to Big's music when the night of? Or when did it take you, you know what I mean?
When Big passed away, I was listening to Big's music before he died because that was the year he died. It was a little different because Big's album was about to come out, so he was in, like, heavy rotation. He had his single out that was already the number one song being played all over the radio. So it was just basically a different, because he was, like, really about to go to another. He was about to try to get to a level DMX had seen. That's the thing. DMX actually got to the mountaintop of hip-hop, of everything. I say that, I hate to use the word Steve Stout uses, but the word is he transcended hip-hop. He became a larger-than-life figure. You just can't deny it. You can't deny it. The man became an absolute movie star, hip-hop star. Let me tell you something people don't realize. In 1998, not only did he drop two albums that debuted number one, but he also was the star of a movie, of a big-budget movie called Belly. All at the same time. This was something we had never seen before. We'd never seen it all happen instantly with a complete takeover.
Dogs, when niggas tell me that, like my cousin, right? I love Hov, he loves DMX. I can never argue with him. DMX was larger than life, man. And that's a cliche. I know that's kind of corny, but it's the truth, though, man. And you're seeing it all around today, bro. You see every rapper, Dave East, Snoop. I'm seeing everybody in their moms. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man.
I mean, I'm going to just be real. Buster, every time Buster saw DMX, he saluted that man so much. Hugged him, let him know. Like you can't fake it. Same with Snoop. Snoop was another transcendent figure in hip-hop history. Do you see the love Snoop was giving DMX in that Versus? No animosity whatsoever. Snoop was a fan. He was dancing to the man's music and rapping his songs.
Facts.
If you want to know, was DMX getting his flowers while he was here? The answer is yes. Nobody waited until he passed away and decided, guess what, y'all? I decided I like DMX, and I want to let y'all know how much I love him. Me and you used to have big time back and forth because of how you feel about DMX's first album. It brought out passion and emotion. So sorry, game. Your tweet, your clubhouse, trash.
That's trash, my nigga. We're not jocking that. We're not jacking that over here on this side, bro. Sorry, game. That don't even make no sense. Right? How can you say that? Come on. You have your core fans who rocks the rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, who you think shows you think is love? It's the fans, nigga. Like, what are you talking about, game? That shit was so bullshit. Did you see, I know you and I watch Queen's Flip show a lot. Watch, I want to take you back when Queen's Flip had a brother from Texas on there. Do you remember the brother Charleston White?
No, I don't remember that episode.
Yeah, the brother from Texas. And him and Queen Slip was going at it a little bit. But anyway, he had some real harsh comments. I'm pretty sure the comment boys have seen this already. He had some harsh comments towards George Floyd and saying he don't feel sorry for DMX. He's a crackhead and all this other shit. And my thing is, man, how you 43 years old and so bitter, nigga? What you mad about? You that mad, bro? You got to do that? Yeah, export demons. Yes, we know that. And I'm not co-signing any, you know, that at all. But who am I to judge this man or what the hell he's going through his life? I can't do that. I don't know. It was very insensitive what the brother was doing on there. You know, I just hate to see grown-ass men from our era be on that type of time. You know what I mean? Like, this shouldn't be a time of trying to be the smart-ass nigga in the room, a smart guy in the room. That's not even smart. You sound fucking retarded.
Let me tell you something that was so crazy. So one of these white guys on Twitter was trying to be like, no disrespect, but is this guy really a legend? For real? So all the white people said, dude, are you kidding me? I'm a white guy, and we loved him. We used to, he used the word, we used to rage off of him. Like, this is the thing. Y'all can't box him in and say, oh, this is some black people hip-hop stuff.
Right.
This dude was a worldwide, universal hip-hop icon on top of the world. When another person, hey, Game, another person who always gave DMX his love is Lil Wayne. Anytime Lil Wayne sees DMX, he will stop what he's doing and let everybody know this man is a legend right here. So it's really, I mean, this is like one of those things we really have to explain to y'all. Y'all really had to be outside, man, to understand why you look at your Instagram timeline and every single celebrity that you see is saying RIP DMX. Every single one that you see.
Stephanie Mills,
absolutely right.
I mean, Stephanie Mills, my nigga. Stephanie Mills. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know that caught me up well, right? I was like, wow, Stephanie Mills? Like, we know he was, but see, it's like, sometimes you just don't know. Like, he was that big an artist. He touched everybody.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think he knew he was loved, though?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I do know that. I do know that. Absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
I know he got his flowers, but I wonder if X knew, like, I left, like, people revered him the way they did. I wonder sometimes.
I don't wonder. I think he knew. My man, dude, everywhere he moved in the streets, people were in awe. People are sharing videos where X would just show up somewhere. This one person put up a video where X went to an IHOP in Buffalo, and they said that was the biggest thing to happen in the city the entire year.
Wow.
And all he did was go to IHOP and say, yo, let me go in the back of the kitchen and cook some eggs. And they show X going to the kitchen cooking. And they said that was the biggest thing to happen in Buffalo. So I'm telling you three, X knew he was loved. Literally, people are just putting up pictures. Everywhere this man went, people were just in awe of him. Like, I can't believe it. This was DMX standing in front of me.
Yo, so Larry today come out work, right? And I heard one of my homegirls at the job, she's like, Dre, I'm like, what's your DMX? I'm like, oh, boy. Dog, I was going to my desk from lunch. I just sat down. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have gone to Graham. It just hit me like a ton of bricks, like, bam, this nigga's calling, yo. And I'm like, yo. Then I hear some girl at my job, she's crying and shit. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, can you not do that right now, shorty? Like, you know what I mean? And boom.
So let's talk about his music and the songs that we like. So I want to talk to you and ask you. How would you describe how you felt the first time you heard DMX's verse on Niggas Done Started Something?
He stood out. He stood out to me. I know niggas don't like when I go in his bag, only you could appreciate this. But I go back to him and Ice Cube. We be clubbing. I don't know if you other niggas know about that, but that's when I go back to X. He just stood out to me. But to answer your question, I mean, man, dog, we always talk about rap niggas' voices, whether it's Prodigy, Rakim, Chuck D. You got to throw DMX in that fold also, man. You just got to throw him in there. You know what I mean? Impactful, man. Throw five mic verse out the gate. Flow, energy, bars, shit he spoke about. As big as he was, X was never, listen, man, Hope, I know you was on your jiggy shit, popping champagne, talking times. X was for the gritty niggas. It was for the dirty niggas, man. I hate to be like cliche, but he was for the grimy niggas. You know what I mean? He was. I remember seeing DMX on Def Poetry Jam. Like, why is this nigga on Def? As big as he is, this nigga's on Def Poetry Jam. It's some shit. It's like, wow. like he said, I'm in the street, but I'm not in the industry. Yeah, man, but niggas done started something. Come on, man. Used to be my dog in my left city, Sweet Ride or Die, with Dosh, my joint right there, man. What's the other joint you had with Cam? Come on, man. Pull it.
Oh, man, they showed somebody put up a video of him performing Pull It with Cam at the tunnel.
Really?
Oh,
that
was
tunnel.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yo, boy.
Yeah, I seen that, yeah.
That was amazing to see. Because I've rarely seen footage of the tunnel of these guys performing. And to see DMX, I mean, let's be clear, man. You know, I want to hear, Snoop gives him the flowers, Wayne, you know, Nas, Method Man from the Belly soundtrack. That's what I want to hear. Be like, yo, let me tell y'all what it is. Like, you want to hear the person who really knows. Get the Hard Knock Life tour with him. Y'all both did a movie called Backstage where y'all alternated who would close out the show. That's basically what happened. Because Hov knew X is as big as I am, so I'm not going to play him and act like he opened it for me. So they alternated who was going to headline every night.
I said this before, so it's not me saying this. Is X passed away. When I seen Hard Knock Life tour, Hov close it out, but I gotta be honest, my nigga, and I'm calling it. It is what it is. Hope my favorite rapper, but X show is different, my nigga. Dogs, the nigga raps without. You know, we go to hip hop shows, watch, and niggas are rapping over the music. Like, this nigga sounds like the fucking record. Like, he literally sounds like the fucking record that we're playing. The same music you and I pop on the CDs and all this shit. He sounds the same way on wax. I used to find that very amazing. Like, dog, this nigga sounds the same. Like, how the fuck is that possible? Livewire, one of the best live performers. Yes, I put him there with Method Man, KRS-One, Busta Rhymes. DMX is right there with the niggas, man. When it comes to live performance, he is, bro. I love that nigga. Now, yes, Hov, I would like to hear you say something about DMX. Come out wherever the fuck you at. Come out with the rest of us, and you hear niggas corny raps.
You mean like everybody else? This has nothing to do with I transcended. I'm bigger. Everybody else is putting out statements because this is a big deal. This is not a time to be somewhere else and no one knows what you think when literally everybody is putting out statements because this is a big, big death in the music community.
You know, I want to hear what Eminem says also. Him also. I wouldn't hear what Eminem has to say about it.
I guarantee you the next time someone speaks to Eminem and when they speak to him about it, he will give them a nice, long conversation about
it. He will give you a nice conversation about it
because Eminem knows that when he was rising to the top, DMX was rising to the top at the same time.
Facts.
At the same time.
Facts.
It's not the same time. Actually, DMX is already a full-fledged superstar. Eminem's album dropped in 99, DMX dropped in 98. So DMX was already a superstar. He dropped two albums same year. Like Billboard said, I know y'all don't like to hear sales talk, but here's the sales. Number one album, first artist to drop two number one albums in the same calendar year. First five albums, number one on the Billboard charts, spanning from 98 to 2003. I mean, that run, that 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, I'm throwing in 97 because you know in 97 he was body bagging every guest appearance in 97. Body bagging it, stealing it. Mace made you sound ridiculous on 24 Hours to Live. Clearly MVP that, the way he did 24 Hours to Live. Locks, we all know everything the Lox and DMX did in the 90s, early 2000s, basically is five mic Smithsonian music. All of it. Anything you hear them do. The legendary Clue freestyle with Sheik and DMX over Get At Me Dog. I mean, this dude was just an MC, man. He liked to battle. He liked to MC. And, you know, as big as he was, he never thought he was bigger than the culture. He never thought he was bigger than the culture.
That is so fucking real what you said right there. You never got a feeling that X was on some Hollywood shit, or he was bigger than hip hop, or came off like he was bigger than hip hop.
Think like, about somebody. Think about this. You heard what you just said. He never came off on some Hollywood shit. Guess what? He was a Hollywood superstar.
Yep.
He was doing Hollywood big budgeted movies. And
that
he
like
still never, that didn't faze him at all. He gave me an interview one time. He was like, yo, to be honest, I get more money doing movies, man. I get $8 million for doing the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like,
enough with nothing. I think if that nigga took acting real serious, he would have been one of those dope. He would have been a dope actor to me. Dope.
My man, he took it serious enough where he put out enough movies. Like, that run he had, my man, he put out movies with Jet Li when Jet Li was the number one international guy.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? He got movies
with
Leo.
What was the movie with the heroin and shit? Shorty was shitting in the toilet in the bathtub. What was that?
I don't know off the top.
With DMX, but man.
I just know he was doing it. Like, we watched him do it all. We watched him be a movie star, the top rapper,
mm-hmm.
and still keep it so non-Hollywood, non-street. You know what I'm saying? He had the Rough Rider Motorcycle Club. Damn, man, they used to be in the streets. Heavy, man. I mean, and that's what I like that Wayne. Wayne is another one who attained hip-hop immortality by actually running hip-hop and had his run.
Mm-hmm.
He could never see DMX and act like, oh, I'm that nigga now, so I can act like I'm better than you. Look at me now.
Uh-uh.
He sees X, and he's like, this dude is a legend right here.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to respect it. So, yo, so here's the thing. I want to hear everybody from that era talk about him.
Who
knows? Everybody
in
that era. So that's why I want to hear Hov. Hov, you went on tour with him. Y'all on classic tracks together. Is it me being petty to be like, this is one time I would like someone who knows Jay-Z to be like, any thoughts on the passing of this iconic superstar, legendary rapper? Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing all the young boys, Kodak Black, Lil Boosie showing love. Shit is like, yo, a nigga touch everything. Nobody touch Lil Boosie like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the era where the South niggas like, man, we'll listen to them young niggas, man. But niggas fuck with X, man. Niggas fuck with X, though. Niggas really fuck with X hard body, man. I would like to hear Talib Kweli. I would like to hear all those guys, you know what I'm saying? Just hear what they got to say. Red Man, I want to hear Red Man. Listen, my niggas. You know what Method Man and Red Man do 4-3-2-1 on the verses. That shit going to hit different. They're going to show X, Y, Love. You know that already during the verses. And do you find it ironic, sir, that Big pass March 9th and this nigga passes April 9th? Hard. I mean, just it's funny how that just.
These are going to be days that everybody always remembers. Every March 9th, we're going to remember Big. Every April 9th, we're going to remember DMX. He's that iconic. People want to know, is he going to go down legendary like Big and Pac? Absolutely. 100,000%. Absolutely. He's going to be that iconic.
I hope no one questions that.
Can I tell you something? Nobody's going to question it, brother. You can't question it. No one's going to question it. Nobody's gonna question it, man.
You really be playing yourself if you question that. You know what I mean? Really question that, man. Ah, man. Shit crazy. Has it really hit you though? He's not here though? Has it really hit you?
No, I know. I was prepared. You know, when they would said DMX had a heart attack, he's in a vegetative state with no brain activity.
That's more volumes.
I mean, it spoke more than volumes. They were basically saying he was brain dead. I mean, and with technology can keep you alive, literally. They can just pump air, oxygen in you and keep everything moving. But, you know, this was just – so I'm thinking when you hear this, you're like, oh, man. So when people are like, come on, X, fight through it, break through it, I'm just like – so basically I was just saying y'all want him to just come back from the dead.
Right.
I mean, that's basically no one wanted to really think on them terms. But, you know, if you understood what the diagnosis was when they said it. So remember, every day people's like, give me X updates. And the updates would be no brain activity. He's in a vegetative state. So every day I was just like,
it feels like it's going to be a matter of time.
Yeah, man. Ah, it's crazy, man. Kobe Bryant last year. Fred the Godson.
I remember when we went song for song and talked about As Dark As Hell Is Hot. And we had to explain how monumental and impactful that album was.
Facts.
We went through every single song.
And I will never, and this is why we'll never stop doing visiting old albums. Because it's shit like we'll never stop doing that. Like, never. 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 You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. DMX, man. This
I just want to say one of my favorite moments with DMX, just to really illustrate and highlight how he never thought he was bigger than hip-hop. The video that shows the first time he met Rakim and how he acted when he saw Rakim.
Fanned out.
He did more than fan out. He went crazy. Rakim was standing there just humbled. And then DMX made sure that the cameraman knows, you see this man right here? People argue. He said, I come from an era when we argued who was better, Kane or Rakim. And he made it very clear. He said, I said Rakim. He feigned in front of Rakim. Rakim was like shaking his head, humbled. And then he was like, yo, I could rap microphone fiend the whole song. Everybody's like, do it, the X, show it. X rapped the entire microphone fiend in front of Rakim. It's on video. You can see it. Now, mind you, this is X, who could easily act like, I've accomplished more hip-hop than you have, Rakim. I've been way more successful than you have been, Rakim.
Right.
But he did it because he never looked at himself as better than hip-hop or better than, look at y'all 80s dudes. So to me, that's my favorite online video that they be sharing. Just because it really illustrated who X was.
That's what it is, man. R.I.P. motherfucking DMX, man. Earl Simmons, Darkman X, man. You know what I'm saying? Wow, take us home, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of Darkman X.
Word. That's what it is, man. We back on the saddle tomorrow, man. I know the vibes already. Your boy 3 and Watch, man. X-Men! Love you, my dude.